Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T, we've had him on before. Just a class act. Great player. Sick hops back in the day. Original Dream Team member, by the way. Great collegiate player. Hall of Famer. I mean, what else do you say? Clyde Drexler. What up, Clyde? How are you today, buddy?
Hey, guys, what's happening? Good to be back on the show.
Yeah, man, you always sound so cheery. You always sound so happy. I love that about you, Clyde.
Hey, life is good.
That's right.
Hey, can't complain.
That's right.
Hey, how is season two of the Big Three going? And we've seen a couple of the games, had a couple of guys on. Kenyon Martin co-hosted for a couple of days when BT was out on vacation earlier this year. Talked to Al Harrington as well. How's it going so far, year two of the Big Three?
Well, it's going really good, guys. Second year, a lot of people know what to expect. We have four games and on a Friday night. They're all on FS1 or Big Fox, and the games are tremendously competitive. They're coached by Hall of Fame coaches, and some of the best NBA players to ever play the game are in the Big Three. And so the second year, everywhere we go, guys, big crowds, people enthusiastic, you know, they love the Big Three. They can't get enough.
You guys are down in Miami this weekend, right?
Yeah, we're in Miami, and I'm working on my tan right now.
I was going to say, how hard was it to pull these guys? I'm looking at some of these names: Stoudemire, Nate Robinson, Meta, Steven Jackson. I'm sure you were pulling these guys out of the club at like 3 a.m. to come play 3-on-3. Must have been a challenge for you, Kamish.
It's a big challenge. Ice Cube and co-founder Jeff Quartness, those guys, when they started the Big Three, it was a great vision. They're visionaries. And the games are so competitive, guys want to compete in the Big Three. For instance, we had a combine in March for new talent, and we had like 90 ex-NBA players fighting for about 15 spots.
Wow.
So there are a lot of disappointed guys. But it sends the message that if you want to play in the Big Three, you got to be ready to play and ready to win.
Okay, there you go. Sounds Spoken like a very in-charge commissioner.
Sounds like you guys need to expand. You need expansion teams in the Big Three. You got these guys. You turning away superstar NBA players?
Yeah, but you know, you got to be able to play because the captains of each team, there are eight teams in the Big Three.
Yeah.
And each team has a captain and two co-captains, and the captain picks the personnel. So he picks who he wants to play with. And if you win, if you're the champion, like Trilogy was last season, well, they have to keep their team intact. But the other teams have an opportunity to get better.
Mm-hmm.
So the captains and the co-captains stay, but the three draft pool players get thrown back into the draft, and they get to redo it. So that's how
that's
it goes. And we do need to expand, Tiki. It'll be time next season.
I hear
All
you.
Right, there
I
you
hear
go.
You.
Talking to Clyde Drexler with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio champ back in 95 with the Rockets and 16 years, Hall of Fame career, Dream Team back in 92 with the just incredible crop. You had MJ, you had Bird, you had my boy Mullen, my boy Ewing. That was a great team. I don't know how late. I always ask you, how the hell was Leitner on that team? why was Leitner on that team?
He was the token college kid.
Leitner was a good college player. He was phenomenal.
No, I know he was. I know. You know, I want to ask your opinion on the news of the day with Kawhi Leonard here. And as I mentioned, some of the players from my generation, you're obviously a part of it. You know, even Patrick Ewing, one of my old teammates, you know, he wore different uniforms. He played for the Sonics. He played for the Magic. Barkley went he played for a couple of teams, obviously Philly, and he went to the Suns, and he played for you guys in Houston. MJ played for two teams. Karl Malone was a Laker. So we've seen all-time icons bounce to different teams, but it's very rare, Clyde, that a great player in his prime has such a disconnect from a team that he won a championship with. And the Kawhi Leonard Spurs situation, I got to tell you, it's one of the stranger things that I've ever seen in the last 30 years in the NBA.
You make a good point, and no one can figure out what went wrong because Popovich, one of the better coaches, everyone loves Pop. He's a legend. And Kawhi Leonard, Popovich had, I mean, he basically tutored, and Leonard learned under his tutelage to become an all-star, a superstar player. So it's rare that a guy who drafted you and who loves you, that is rare that that relationship goes sour, especially for a franchise like the Spurs and what Popovich has been able to bring to the table. So everyone's shocked by that, and we still are trying to find out what's the problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of blame to go around. I think it was some mishandling of injuries and just miscommunication. Yeah, Clyde, you were a player as long as you were, just like I was. What happens when a coach gets some of his veterans, like the Tony Parkers, the Manu Ginobilis, and say, I need you to get this guy in line, and it doesn't go as well as planned? Because I feel like that's part of it, right? A coach not being able to get through to a player, so you get the players to get through to the player, and it just completely backfires. That's what I feel like went on here.
That's what I think went on, Tiki, and that didn't go so well with Kawhi Leonard. He's a soft-spoken guy, but obviously he was injured, and the players didn't know the severity of his injury, and so they discounted his decision.
Yeah.
And that completely backfired, I believe. But I think now that the trade has been made and everyone's happy except DeRozan, who's not happy, but I think hopefully it'll work out for both franchises.
Hey, Clyde, this wouldn't be a trade because he could just sign for the veteran minimum. Where do you stand on, and I know you probably want to balance this with respect for an all-time great scorer, but also realistically where he is. You played for the Rockets. You know the city of Houston well. You know what they have in terms of their talent now, the roster construction. I don't think Carmelo Anthony would add a whole lot to the Rockets. I've been saying that for 2 years. I think he's almost finished. Now I think he's really finished. Do you agree? I mean, if he went to Houston, would he help?
I tell you what, I'm a Carmelo fan and have been for many years because he can still put the ball in the basket. Now, is he the same guy that he was 5 years ago? I don't think any of us are. But for the most part, he's still able to contribute 20 points a game on the right situation. I think he could help any team, especially a team that won 65 games last year.
Yeah. I just have – I don't know why. And I said – go ahead, T.
Now, I was going to say, how do you balance that if you're Carmelo? Because he views himself one way. Clearly, he's not that way, and we all get older. I mean, when I got older, I just said, peace, I'm out. I'm not hanging on, right?
Clyde hung on for another year, though. He's like, I'm going to get this NBA money.
Yeah, right? And so, like, how does he balance that? Because he's clearly changed. Like, his game is compromised a little bit, but he can still be valuable. But so much of that is acceptance, right? I think it happens to a lot of old guys before they ultimately go to the big three.
I think it's up to the coaching staff to define roles. And when the coaching staff defines roles, the players don't have to say anything to other players.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's bad if the coach does not define roles and guys think they can do whatever they want to do and you start losing. And if you're the good player on the team, you're going, hey, guys, come on. We're trying to be efficient. We're trying to win. Some of the things we're doing are not geared toward us winning. So you have to maximize your talent. And a lot of that is defining roles.
Mm-hmm. Which it starts, though, with the player looking in the mirror and being able to redefine who he is, right?
Yeah, it really does. But for the most part, Tiki, you know this, players don't know when they don't have it anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why I tell them. That's why I do it for them. Carmelo's shot.
They need to tune in.
Yeah, you're right. Clyde Drexler is with us here, the commissioner of the Big Three. You know, back in the day, it was obviously marketed well, but the NBA's changed so much where – you got the super teams, although there were a couple back then. I think people kind of forget that conveniently. But it's now like this operation amongst the players to field these super teams. I don't know that it was quite – I don't know that you guys did it quite like that. It kind of happened a little bit more organically. But also back then, if you were a star, you could still permeate, the market and the landscape no matter where you played. And I want to ask about Portland and Damian Lillard. You get the sense he's a great player. He's a great player. But you get the sense, a couple of years, going to be 30. I don't know how itchy he is getting to leave, so I don't know. But I would say this. Can Portland ever be a destination to lure people there, prominent free agents, to help this guy win some games, some big games?
Well, that's a great question. I was in Portland for 11 and a half seasons, and it is a wonderful place to play basketball because they love Blazer basketball, right?
Yep.
Now, Damian Lillard is a phenomenal player. I love watching him play, but if they don't get him some help, they take a chance on losing him because that guy, if you look at what the Pelicans did to him in the playoffs last season, they swept him. Obviously, they keyed on Damian Lillard, keyed on McCollum, and they let everybody else shoot. and they beat them easily. So they need some help. The backcourt is not enough for them to win in the playoffs. They've got to find a way to bring him some front court help so that they can advance beyond the first round of the playoffs.
It's funny because now we talk about the modern NBA, for the most part, Clyde and Teague, positionless and de-emphasis on the front court. But Portland's one of the few teams that we say they got to get more help in the front court.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? Usually it's the opposite.
You're right.
Clyde, always a good time having you on the show. Basketball royalty, you're always welcome. You know that, buddy.
Yep. Clyde, Big
guys,
Three.
Continue success. Love you guys. Thanks again.
Clyde, the Big Three is on the 20th at 8 p.m. on FS1 at American Airlines down in Miami. Good luck again this
big
year.
Big venue.
All right. Be there, be square.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.